The golden rule says you should treat others the way you want to be treated. But an unfortunate truth is that idea doesn't account for the driving power of wanting to prove someone wrong or get even. Media moguls Vince McMahon and Ted Turner turned the 90s cable airwaves into an open war zone of professional wrestling with millions of fans. The global superpowers of the 20th century even threw down to be the first to send a man to the moon, just as a flex. There are stories where people crash and burn in perceived mutual hatred, too. Like naturalist Charles Waterton humiliating himself trying to bring down American birding icon James Audubon. But that's the beauty of beef. It's funny, it's dark, it's humanity in a nutshell. And it's a triple gold signal award-winning show from Next Chapter Podcasts. I'm Bridget Todd. Join me as I serve up the juiciest rivalries you've never heard of. Listen to Beef wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I want to shout us out and shout out a friend of mine as well. My friend Chris Takechik, who's a writer, and he puts together Bloomberg's Summer Music Festival and Culture Guide. And he listed Fixing Famous People as the hot podcast of the summer. I am grateful, and I couldn't agree more. Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Chris. Bloomberg. What a lovely honor.
I know, right? It's like so mm-hmm. fun.
I know. We are the best pretend famous people that I know.
We're really good at it.
If you all could see us in person shielding ourselves from paparazzi that are not
the day exist
and actually booking our movements around the possibility that someone will follow us, it's pretty... It's pretty unbalanced, I have to be
delusional,
honest.
Delusional was the word that was coming to me.
But so fun. But so fun.
Another thing I want to do is read some of the reviews. You guys have been so nice to write in and like give us good ratings and say that you love the podcast and tell us who to fix next. So I think it's time that we read a few of them.
Yes, let's do.
CP is awesome, says 5 stars and 5 stars only. Chris and Dom are witty, whip smart, and so entertaining. A must-listen podcast. Aaron Bags, I wonder who that is, says, hysterical and fun, a must listen. I love this podcast so much. It's so smart and funny, and I love Chris and Dom. They are TV media powerhouses, and I can't wait to listen to more takes on our fave celebrities. I also fell off my chair when Dom said, forget about the garden. What about her eyebrows? And I need to see Harry fold laundry.
Oh, nude.
Oh, God, you're so gross.
What is wrong with me? Seriously. Also, I love people that have been on the podcast rating their specific episodes 5 stars. I think that that's amazing.
A Swing Kiddo Review, again, who is that? I wonder who that could be.
I know who that is.
Says, love it. 2 episodes in and I'm hooked. So funny and clever. My only issue is that I want your ideas to really happen. Keep them coming, Dom and Chris.
Here's one from Tom Atlanta 69. This says, I hate faggots. I'll do whatever I can to remove this podcast from the airwaves.
You're an idiot.
But 2 stars instead of 1. What's that about, Tom?
Tom Atlanta 69.
Idiot. I'm more idiotic than normal today. I don't know what is wrong with me.
Oh my God.
But I will read an actual one. Melanie Clark 710. I am loving this podcast so far. I heard Chris on Kate Casey's podcast and knew I needed to check this one out. It does not disappoint. The episodes are smart, but so funny. Please fix Lea Michele. We're not gods. I don't know what we would do there.
How do you even do that? I mean, I think we should put her on like the list. And when I mean the list, I mean like the list of all the people that we want to fix.
Right.
But I don't know if it's achievable.
I don't know. You know, the people who hate her, I think hate her more than they are supposed to. Like whenever anyone gets ganged up on by an entire cast of people, I always get very suspect about it. Lea Michele is Broadway's Raquel Levis. That is what she is, basically.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. Marissa Nicole says, the title is Gwyneth Paltrow's Biggest Fan's Biggest Fan. I am now identifying as Gwyneth Paltrow's Biggest Fan's Biggest Fan, and this is the funniest podcast I've ever listened to. That is very funny. A lot of people saying that they found us on Kate Casey's, that they found me on Kate Casey's podcast and are now
That's great.
In.
Oh, we love Kate Casey.
Fifth Harmony's number one fan. Oh my God. I've heard Chris on Reality Life with Kate Casey, and now discovering your podcast is similar to how I felt when Tostitos came up with their scoop chips, : pure joy.
K-Dog Watches TV writes, great podcast. I love this podcast. I would like to see Nene Leakes, Kim Zolciak, Erica Jane, the entire Roni franchise, and Anne Hathaway. She closed it with a heart. So, you know, she's got good intentions for all those people. Thank you, K-Dog. I would try to fix
Erica Jane.
I'm afraid of Nene, so I don't want to. I'm friends with Kim, so I don't want to. I'd try to fix Erica Jane.
I know that would be one that I would think maybe like once the new Beverly Hills airs, we can do it.
Yes.
Because she is in a predicament and she's doing it wrong. And then we both feel that we can speak freely about her and not feel bad.
I know. Is she, though? Is she even in a predicament? I feel like, and we'll discuss this on her episode, I feel like she's already dug herself out of it.
But she hasn't gotten the ick off. She hasn't gotten the ick off.
I don't think that's ever going to change.
It could if we give her an idea. All right.
I mean, she's already gone to the gays. So that's, she was born
in
the gays.
She was in the gays.
That's the reason that she's still even a viable celebrity, I think, is because of us. Because we, control
of
everything.
The gays. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she was, remember the meme where she says, I'm going to give the gays everything they want. She knows her audience.
And she has been for years. She does every time she wakes up in the morning. She gives us what we want.
Yeah. Posting that picture of that, the like flip phone texts from like Tom to that woman.
Yes.
Remember that? That she then took down because their publicist said, what the fuck are you doing?
Does she need fixing or could she teach the course that we think we're doing?
I think she could. No, because she has the ick. She's got the ick, I'm telling you. All right, Neptune Lover. Love this podcast. It's so fun to listen to Dom and Chris talk about celebrity fixing with charm and warmth. Their chemistry is a joy. Do we have chemistry? I feel like we do.
We do have chemistry, but as far as the charm and warmth, I think you're the one holding both of those. I don't know that Neptune Lover finds me warm or charmed or charming. Adios Ambrose writes, for the love of God, please fix Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon. Also fix Jared Leto, a true challenge, clitorally. Thank you, Adios Ambrose. I mean, I'm fine for all of those people. We should do an episode where we fix Tucker and Don at the same time, just because they were fired so close to each other.
Well, you want them to like do porn together, right? Didn't you say that? Did you air that on a podcast? You were like, they should fuck. I don't know if you said this to
me
on...
I have a thing for newsman porn. I really do. Jared Leto. I don't know if Jared Leto... Does Jared Leto need fixing?
I have a guest ready to do Jared Leto if we're ready for it.
So someone wants Jared Leto fixed?
Yes.
Okay.
He could be fixed. Everyone is scared of him. Like, he's scary. He, like, has a cult, question mark.
He's a what?
A cult.
Like he leads a cult.
Yeah.
Wow.
Question mark.
I don't know about any of this.
I know, we'd have to do our research, much like Adam Levine, but I think he's a good candidate.
All right. Also, regarding the word clitorally, we're going to have a fun announcement soon about merch, but what I really want to talk about is how many people approach me and say that word. It's fantastic. Again, I mean, we're great at being pretend famous. So when I say the people won't stop saying it to me, I mean, it's been like 20 people, honestly. Like after my shows at the Cutting Room, I cannot tell you how many people came up to me and said, this was literally the funniest hour of my year. And they're just using it almost too casually, where I'm almost uncomfortable, / I'd never be uncomfortable about it because I think it's hilarious.
I love that it like has become what it is. Do you know what I mean? It's like become the slogan of our podcast.
Yeah.
And I was in book club and I was writing in the chat, like, I literally don't think blah, 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 blah. And someone just replied to my post and said, literally ? And I said, stop. I said, stop.
Someone wrote me on Facebook the other day and said, I love the podcast. It has made my commute to work literally the best hour of my day.
My God.
My friends, Brian and Danielle, who are avid listeners of the podcast, they were actually the ones who in the first weeks, they were remarking that you or the two of us were saying the word literally too much and are now actually taking credit for the birth of clitorally, to which I mean, I just basically told them to fuck off.
I don't like that at all.
How dare you?
Because they didn't come up with the solution. You did.
That's right. I fixed this problem.
Yeah.
You just identified
which is what we do best, people.
Danielle and Brian.
Wow, you're really like slamming them right now.
I'm just shouting out everyone I know. Hi, Mom. I'm on the radio. Yeah. This intro is me naming every person I know. That was it. Actually, I'm done.
None Your Business 123, great name, says, laugh out loud every time. This podcast is a real treat. Chris and Dahmer are so naturally funny. Their guests are just as funny, and the whole show is so clever. You are guaranteed to laugh literally out loud. Unclear why you didn't say clitorally every single time.
Not an actual fan. Zen Chick writes, my new favorite podcast! ! I like Zen Chick. She is just to the point and gave 5 stars.
Reba Breggs, I wonder who that is, says 5 stars. Can't wait for more episodes. Can Tom Brady be fixed? ? # where is Shelley?
So basically, what we're doing here, folks, is reading all the reviews of our podcast that have been left by people who were on it, which is our way of saying, please rate and review our podcast if you like what you're hearing.
So we don't have to degrade ourselves anymore by reading our own friends' reviews.
This woman named Krista Rosa's mom says very enjoyable listen.
This person called definitely not Krista Rosa says, this is the best podcast that's ever existed.
Wait, so you're going to Italy, right?
I am.
When are you leaving?
Sunday of Pride.
And how long will you be gone?
A week and a half.
And are you excited about going?
I'm so excited. I can't wait to eat pasta. I can't wait to see really old things. I can't wait to, I'm so excited.
Just remember, it's summertime. You have to be in a bathing suit when you get back.
I was just, that ship sailed a long time ago, so.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
I wish we were taping this before we knew the results of the Titanic submersible, because I would make a joke about that.
But whatever that be.
I don't know who's dead.
I'm really excited, and I bought like linen clothing when I was in St. Bart's because it was also very hot there. And I feel like that was like my precursor, like training me to be not as sweaty, because it was, you know, it was like so hot there. And so I'm like, oh, here's all these shops that sell linen shirts. Let me buy six of them so that I'm not like sweating through. Cause like everyone is saying like they don't wear shorts there in the summer. They all wear pants, which like I'm not, that's, I don't like that. Like, what do I do?
Linen is very complicated. I have a very complicated relationship with linen because it's never not wrinkly. Every time I wear something that's linen, it looks like I took it out of the glove box of my car immediately before putting it on. Every time, even if I picked it up from the dry cleaner, it looks like that. I'm telling you, it's impossible.
Yeah.
I think I'm just too fat to wear it anyway. And it just, it screams when you're, if you're wearing linen and you're sweating, the fabric actually says, look at this fat pig. He's soaking wet. It actually speaks, this fabric.
Look at this fat pig.
It's the truth. You know, I'm not even exaggerating. It's like, if you even think about sweating when you're wearing linen, it looks like you walked through a car wash.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, so I'm hoping that I don't look like that at this wedding because it's going to be, everyone's like, it's going to be so hot. It's going to be so hot. But I was like, I was just in the Caribbean, like next to the equator, like getting roasted. So I think that like Italy's going to be fine, right?
It will be. Right. I forgot you were in St. Bart's as well.
Yeah.
Did you like St. Bart's?
It was great. It was beautiful. I will never be able to afford to go back there. So it's like I had my one time because everything there is so expensive.
I'm glad you had fun. I had no, I would go if I was shooting there, obviously, but I have no desire to go there for some reason. And I'm a very like, I love lifestyles of the rich and famous, blah, 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 and all that fancy shit. I just don't want to go there. It doesn't seem appealing to me.
It's very French. The thing is it's like the Hamptons. It's like when we would go to if we would go to the Hamptons, we'd be like, what are we doing? But if you if you're in that group, like, it's like fun because you see people out at all the places. You see all these people. It's like, but we don't.
The Hamptons. Then I'm not going. It sounds like work. The Hamptons. It was work for me to be the year that I shot Real Housewives of New York. It felt like work being in the Hamptons. Like I just, you know, when I'm on set, I dress like a hobo, basically. I felt like I could not do that in the Hamptons because people were like handing me their empty glasses. And I was like, but I'm shooting in your home and I don't work for you. I'm not a waiter.
It's that same thing. It's like, if you don't have a house, like it's not like, why are you there? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If you're not like there to like actually like spend money and like really do it, then like, it's not worth being there.
Sometimes I complain about the Hamptons and people say, well, that's just cause you're poor. And I'm like, oh, sure. Like,
yeah.
If that's the reason, then fine.
Well, and the other thing is like, it's not, there's no touristy, like in St. Bart's, there's no touristy things to do. You go, you lay on the beach or you go in the water, you go in a pool, and then at night you go out and you party. So it's like, and every restaurant turns into a club at like 10:30. So like, if you're not doing that, there's like, you're not scuba diving. You're not like going to see like a lighthouse. Like you're not like doing all the stuff that you would do when you like get off of a cruise in Jamaica. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not riding a horse into the water. Like you're not doing any of that. You're blowing money at a restaurant or blowing money on a boat, or you're blowing money at a beach club. That's what you're doing.
Or you're just in traffic on that one road that goes to the Hamptons. That's it.
Yeah. Yes.
When I was shooting Real House of New York, I will never forget. We were shooting with Kelly Ben Simone in her first season, and her house, I don't know if she has the same house now, but her entire house was very Ralph Lauren, very Americana, very polo everywhere. And then these men who had spent the day actually playing polo, these like 7 foot tall warriors, just walked into her house. They were just friends of hers. And they just like sat down for an Arnold Palmer and they were still in their polo outfits. I was like, this is real. Like
this is my dream.
Real human beings play polo and they just showed up at this house, which is basically a tribute to the sport of polo. And it was unplanned. I was like, this is real. That was when reality television became real to me, where I was like, I would have to hire people like this on the other shows I've worked on. These guys just wandered in here with mud from the polo course.
That's the Hamptons, baby.
Yeah, that is the Hamptons.
All right, I think it's time to get to our guest.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, you may have heard her on Celebrity Book Club with Chelsea Devantes. You may have heard her on her own podcast, Black People Love Paramore. It is Sequoia Holmes. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you Woo! For having me. I can't wait.
You're wearing a My Chemical Romance t-shirt. I need to just tell everyone that.
Indeed.
Explain, for people that have not heard, please explain a little bit about your podcast that I think is the funniest concept ever.
Thank you so much. I have a podcast. It's called Black People Love Paramore, where every episode I dive into one topic or niche that large groups of Black people generally like that mainstream media doesn't necessarily associate with Black people, like anime, Tony Hawk, skateboarding, Ariana Grande, that's a little bit more of a controversial one.
Mm.
Brunch, all white parties, et cetera, et cetera.
It's such a funny podcast. And it's also, it's just like, it's funny because Afropunk is very much like in line with your podcast, wouldn't you say? Because it's like, wasn't Afropunk made to be like, Black people love punk music and like, you all need to realize that. And like, this is what why we're doing this.
Very much that. It's like a place to come and feel seen, which is what Afropunk has ultimately turned into. Lots of Black folks go there, gather. The fashions are immaculate every single year. And you just feel like you're amongst, you know, your folks. It's a camaraderie.
Will there be an episode about Black people loving Cher is my only question.
You know what? Is there a Cher episode? No, there's not a Cher episode. I'm thinking of a different episode, but that is a good one. That is
let's,
a good
let's
one.
Let's give it a whirl. Let's take a poll. Let's find out. Is there this hidden Black God. Audience for
that
Cher?
That tracks. Yeah.
All right.
That's the most Dominic thing that Dominic could have said at this.
We ask that of everyone who comes here. Is there a Cher episode?
Is there a Cher episode that you're going to be dropping? Good to know. Noted.
Chris, we have to put that on merch. I'm writing it down. Is there a Cher episode?
Is there a
no
Cher
one
episode?
Do it.
Sequoia, you have chosen Adam Levine for the person to pick today.
I have.
For the person to fix today. What is your relationship with Adam Levine? What do you think of him? Like, why Adam Levine? And then we're going to dive right into it.
I chose Adam Levine because one of the most commonly requested episodes is Maroon 5. Which he is the frontman
of your podcast,
of my podcast. Yes, one of the most commonly requested episodes is when are you gonna do a Maroon 5 episode? And so Adam Levine seemed like it made sense, a good crossover. Me personally, I don't have the best things to say about Adam Levine. I think he's fine. I think we'll get into it. I don't know. We'll get into it.
Okay. Wait, so you haven't done a Maroon 5 episode on your podcast?
I have not. I have a hard time doing episodes of people specifically who I don't like.
Yeah, because you then have to talk about how much you like them, right?
Like, you know, or like if you don't have to like listen them, to somebody you... else, talk about how much they like them. And I'm like, I can do that, but I can't do it without inserting that I dislike them. And
yeah,
I don't
like
want to poo-poo on other people's fun, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So does this mean you speaking on our podcast, does that mean you will never do a Maroon 5 episode on yours now? Like, you are about to go public with some very scandalous emotions toward Adam Levine.
This does not mean that at all. I will likely still do it eventually. I will have more than one guest on it so they can talk about Adam and I can facilitate because I don't have much to say.
Okay, so why don't you like Adam Levine?
Me personally, I just don't like the sound of his voice from a musical standpoint, aside from all his scandals, you know, aside from the scandals and being egregious overall, the sound of his singing voice doesn't do it for me. And the fact that he was on, what was he on? The Voice? Was he on The Voice?
95 years, yes.
Yes. I thought it was ridiculous that they invited Adam Levine to talk to real singers about their crafts. I'm a real singer, would never listen to fucking Adam Levine or anything he has to say about my singing ability. Like, keep it. Thanks.
Slam. Wow. Okay. I mean, we're going. Here we are. I don't know what to say. We're in high gear now. I am in the stratosphere, verified. It's happening. I love that you said that you don't know why he was on The Voice, because I also had no idea why he was on The Voice, because he is not a vocalist. No. Although I will say he has a very unique voice. Like, when you hear him sing, you know that it's him.
It's recognizable.
For better or for worse in your case. But yeah, him on The Voice with Blake Shelton was like the bane of my existence for a good like 5 years.
Like, I simply can't understand. So sure.
I cannot separate Adam Levine from Blake Shelton in my brain. And
that's funny.
Longer. I really can't. They could not be more different musically, obviously, but they are just these two middle-aged white guys who made fun of children on television. That's just their whole, that's who they are to me now forever.
Oh my God.
The whole show is about like their camaraderie. And I'm like, no, I want to see like people singing really good songs, not like you guys joking. Like, the whole show became like the coaches like reacting and being characters. And I was like, no. Like, I want to like see talented people do talented, like things that talented people do, not.
Right.
You two have like a bromance, and people are like, that's the first time I've ever heard that word before. Oh my God, this is so amazing and funny. And it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, keep it.
But that was like the A story of the whole show, basically, yes. Was the two of them. They were very, he was the most popular judge on that show.
Adam Levine.
Yeah, yes. Like he had more hashtags and tweets for Team Adam or Team Levine or however they did it than any other judge, I guess, in the show's history.
I'm upset because wasn't Ariana Grande on there?
Yeah, she was.
What's known as a Mocha Grande, which is a Black Ariana Grande fan, and I simply won't stand for it. So yeah, no, we're not having it. I'm gonna have to tweet harder.
If you don't come out with shirts that say Mocha Grande on them with her face on
oh
it,
my God,
next to yours in a heart, like you're doing something wrong. I'm
that
sorry.
That is you. Such a good merch idea.
Just saying.
Starbucks,
just
don't saying. Come for me.
You really should do it.
Oh my God. Mocha Grande is Mocha the funniest Grande. Thing I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. Yes, no, but that's the thing is that Adam Levine and Blake Shelton would stay the judges, and mostly every year after the first couple, they would just rotate out different people. Right. Like, mm-hmm. into the show. Like, Ariana Grande was probably only on for one season.
Yeah, she was. I think she was only there for one season. Yeah, and Kelly has been there for, like, a long time, too. Even Kelly's, like, better than Adam. I know they were on at the same time at some point.
Yeah.
She's a much better singer than both of them combined.
The Easily. Only time someone put a judge on that show and I was like, really? Was when they put Nick Jonas on it. That was the only time, because I don't feel like I knew his voice. Like,
Nick Jonas was on the show. I had no idea.
Oh yeah, I think maybe last season or the season before. I was like, wow, like who next? Meryl Streep as Florence Foster Jenkins. Like, who else will judge this fucking show?
Well, it's just like, I mean, think about like Alicia Keys was on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, one of the like most powerful, like, again, one of the best songwriters to ever exist. Like, one of the like, you know, most beautiful voices ever. Like, think of like the like If I Ain't Got You, like one of the most beautiful songs you've ever heard in your life, next to Blake Shelton and Adam Levine. Like, you know, like, what I mean?
They're on there for the bromance. They're on there for the ratings. It can't be the ability. Yeah. No one actually wants to be Team Adam, Team Blake. Can't be.
Did Blake Shelton have a career before The Voice? I feel like he was a filler queen on that show. They were just like, we just need someone country that two people have heard of.
Right. Very much that.
But then he's married to Gwen Stefani, right?
Yeah, which is upsetting. Now, yeah. They met on the show.
Devastating.
Isn't he people's sexiest man alive? Or he
That's
was.
A lie.
As Adam Levine was voted sexiest man alive, I think, 10 years ago as
It
well.
Can't be the same sexiest man that Michael B. Jordan was also voted, because...
No, correct. Correct.
Absolutely
same
can't be.
Contest.
No.
It's yeah, the same contest.
But like... different ends of the spectrum. Do you know what I mean? Like, truly. Like, you want to talk about a beautiful specimen of a human being, Michael B. Jordan, hello. In every role he's ever been in.
Just delectable, delicious, fantastic.
And I will, I mean...
Please.
And I do have to say that about Adam Levine as well. I want to be very clear that if he were to want to be physically intimate with me, that no matter what I say on this podcast, I will always be okay with it if you want.
The man's not uncute. I want to make that very clear.
No,
he's arguing the face.
No,
he's just okay. Trash.
What I am arguing is the tattoos are too spaced out.
Sure.
Does this track for you people? Sure. Like, I want the tattoos to be next to each other, and they're not. It's like it was a popsicle that melted, and like the face is all like straight. Like, that's what I think of his tattoos. I know that's very mean and like very body shamey, but it's how I feel. So that is a grievance I have. And he has like a butterfly tattoo like on his throat. I'm just not, it's going to be a no for me, dog. To quote a much better judge of people singing Mr. Randy Jackson.
There's one, 100%.
I'm trying to, hang on. Siri, give me a map of Adam Levine's tattoos, please. She says nothing, this bitch. Absolutely nothing. Nothing useful.
Siri is Dominic's nemesis.
Siri will be the client on an upcoming episode of Fixing Famous People.
Oh my God. I love that so much. That's actually very, very funny to me. Hilarious.
I'm going to roast this bitch.
She deserves it.
She
needs it.
Ash. I hate her. She's my enemy.
So before we get into the like Instagram texting scandal, I feel like I want to talk about whenever Maroon 5 did the Super Bowl. And like, one, we all forgot.
Totally forgot.
And two, like, it was funny because I remember people being like, that was really bad. But there was like not the discourse that like we get when we have our J-Lo's, we have our Lady Gaga's, we have our Rihanna, we have
Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce twice. Like, we have our female loves that we love so much, our pop stars. We didn't get the discourse that we got when Adam Levine, the biggest thing people were upset about, they were like, why did he take his shirt off? Like, please stop.
Like, because that's why he was there. If he hadn't done it, what would we have had to do? Listen to him sing?
Very much that. You need a stunt, babes. We're not here for you. You have to stunt.
I understand that, though. I also get a lot about people not wanting to hear my voice. It is my speaking voice, and the people are my husband. So I am fully, I'm so much like Adam Levine is basically what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Kindred spirits.
But isn't it strange that it's like there was so much, you know, we judge the women so harshly, and then it's like they performed. It was like, yeah, that was bad. And then that was like the end of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Whereas like every single person has had 17 different takes on like Rihanna's Super Bowl performance.
Expectations were just low. Nobody was excited about
Maroon 5 coming out.
Yeah. Like, oh, I guess they did it. It sucked. We thought so.
I guess you're right. No one was like expecting anything.
I remember nothing about it. Not one thing.
Nothing.
Me either.
Not a stitch.
Like, I remember one picture of him with his shirt off and it being like, there being like, it like lights hitting him from the stage. And that was it. That's like all I remember.
Is that where your fury about his tattoo spacing was born?
Possibly. And when I was researching, I was reading this Us Weekly article, and it was that photo was on, and it just, the tattoo space, it's too much. And there, you know what I don't like too? People are really going to come for me, but like when your styles of tattoos, there's a bunch of different styles that aren't cohesive.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to be tatted up from like the neck down, like it needs to be like
you want it curated like an Instagram page.
It needs to be curated like an art gallery. You know what I mean? The pieces need to complement each other.
Right.
Like you can't have like this Americana things and then have California in huge letters, like as if you would get on a sweatshirt, like on your like mid abs.
Oh my God. Mm. Yuck.
Correct? No.
Sounds on brand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, it's just when the canvas looks like that, I'm just sort of biased. Like he could tattoo actual like piles of shit onto his face. It wouldn't even matter. Well, I'd be like the keys under like, the mat.
Is the body popping? Like, I don't know.
As far as I remember, I think so. Is it?
I don't know. I mean, now are we just being too mean and saying he's ugly?
He's not. No, like, he's like a he's piece cute. Of cheese. I love him.
And like the thing that was sad is like Songs About Jane was like a great album in my opinion. Yeah. I thought there was like actual real music, like songwriting happening. And then the minute that they got super famous, it then became just like pop song, pop song, pop song, pop, yeah. pop song. Like Moves Like Jagger, although catchy. Like, what is that?
Ooh, I could never hear that song again in my life and it would be too soon. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Or like, I'm there's just some that I was like, this didn't need to.
Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but probably for Songs About Jane.
I'm looking it up.
Like, I bet you they have one for Moves Like Jagger. It was just such a big, it was everywhere.
That's very upsetting to me.
Yes, it is. The Grammys are upsetting
in
general.
What was the song? Oh, Sunday Morning. Like, that's a beautiful song.
It is.
And like says something and is like, or like She Will Be Loved. Like that's a really beautiful song.
It is.
And
Songs then there's a song was really that, good.
Yeah. And then there's a song called Payphone. I'm at a payphone trying to call you. And there's.
I don't want it.
Like, no, thank you.
No, thank
you. We're good.
Please. No, thanks.
Like, that's where we've gotten to. Maroon 5 earned their first career Grammy for the best new artist at the 47th Grammy Awards. This is from Grammy.com.
Okay. They won Best New Artist?
47th yes. Grammy Award.
They have 3 wins and 13 nominations.
Oh, okay. My Lord. That's more than the Beatles.
Is it really?
No, it's
it
not.
It might be.
Oh.
Hey, no, Siri. How many Grammys have the Beatles idiot. Won?
You are an idiot. Okay, hold on. They have She's 7 wins and 23
You know
nominations.
What Siri did, right? I asked her for something specific, and she just gave me the fucking list of it. I was like, how many did they win? And she responds with an article, lists of nominations. I hate you. I hate
if
you,
AI
Siri.
Is supposed to be taking over, Siri is not a good representation of such.
Yeah,
she's
no.
kind of dumb.
Sucks. People, there's going to be like planes crashing into each other in the sky. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. If Siri is AI, we are more screwed than we thought.
We're fucked. No, we're yeah. fucked. We're like, yeah, like. It's going to be like cars are going to be just veering off into oceans. Like, it's like not, it's not it.
Submarine's going to be getting lost. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, don't wait. We believe me, that was the first thing we talked about when we hopped on here.
Mm-hmm. Right, shall we move over to the, oh, go ahead. What?
The Sorry. Beatles have 7 wins and 23 nominations is what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's way, okay. way less than I would have thought, too.
Yeah, that's always been a bone of contention with Beatles fans. I'm surprised they won that many.
I mean,
but
they're British.
But what right? else do you need? Like, you're the biggest musical group to ever exist. Like, what do you need? How many more do you want?
Yeah.
You know.
That's like the one, you know, when people are like upset when they're like, Beyonce didn't win this exact Grammy. I'm like, she has more than any other person that's ever lived.
Yeah,
like,
but that's deliberate. But she didn't win the main one. And she's been up. She should have won it too many times.
Mm-hmm. Correct. But however, like, it's like she still has more than any person that's walking
that
on this
true.
Planet mm-hmm. or has ever walked on this planet.
That's true.
Yes, and yep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, what we really, I mean, we're beating around the bush to get to. Like last year, I mean, what do we even say? I'm reading an Us Weekly article by Julia Emanuel.
Hey, Julie.
That's about basically he was pregnant with his wife and started.
His wife was pregnant.
Instagram.
He was not pregnant with his wife, right? Yes.
Sorry.
His wife
I'm
was pregnant.
So sorry.
Damn it. What time zone are you in?
I don't know. I've been in back in the United States for one day, and Dominic can attest. I was like, I can't wait for tomorrow, and he was like, if tomorrow you mean Thursday, then yes. And I
then
was like,
yeah.
And he texted me in the least dramatic way possible. I'm so sorry. Time means nothing to me right now. I was like, oh, there she is.
I get that.
You're wearing a turban when you're typing this. I meant a fashion turban, not a. Oh God, cut that whole thing out.
Yes, we will
cut the whole thing out. Good Lord!
No, I'm just
I
picking
Gloria
it out.
Swanson, not.
I'm just picking it out. So Adam Levine's wife is pregnant. He starts DMing random models / hot women on Instagram from his main account, like not from a burner account, like every other celebrity should be doing, like from a verified account at Adam Levine. Like, hello? Hello? Like, is this thing on? Like, what's wrong with him?
He doesn't think he's going to get a response unless he's DMing them from the verified account, because he doesn't have a face that's so striking that you see it in your DM request.
Slam.
And you're like, yes, you know,
slam.
You just
slam.
You're like, sure. So he has to DM from the Adam Levine account.
Wow. I mean, truly, you're right. Because it's like if he did DM me from a account, I'd be like, who is this dollar store Adam Levine that's DMing?
Very much that.
But it's actually just him.
But it's actually Adam, 100% that. Yes. Adam Levine looks like the Adam Levine and a dollar store version of Adam Levine at the same time. Yes.
So it was from his blue check account. That's who he was DMing everyone with. That's pretty. I don't think I knew that. I knew that he was revealing who he was online. I didn't know that it was from the Adam Levine account.
Can you imagine
being one of those girls and he DMs you? I would be like, I would cancel my own wedding. I would stop time. I would stop the world from rotating if he DM'd me.
I would be like, oh, he's hacked. Like someone's
same. Right.
Yeah, someone hacked him. He's masquerading. Yeah.
And he's too famous to be in control of his own social media. Like
that
what?
As well. You don't have a social media manager.
Like, why are you on your own Instagram account? Like, this is right at a certain point when you're famous, like Instagram is a vehicle for you to like promote yourself.
100%.
It's not like a way to keep up with your friends, like how we use it. Correct.
Well, yeah, I mean, you might want to look at, I'm sure Adam Levine has friends who go on vacation. He wants to look at their vacation photos and their 2-year-old's birthday parties
get a personal account. Get a personal account.
Right. I thought he would see that on the Finsta.
I'm really boggled that I think this is like new information that I thought he got caught like using a Finsta. I didn't know he was using his. Oh my Lord.
No, if only it was that, but he's a fucking idiot. So that's, what do we do? Dear God.
That's pretty insane.
So basically this girl comes out named, what is her name? Sumner Stroh.
I love that name. I do get it. I know we're going to get to the naming of it all, but that is a good name. I understand.
So this Sumner Stroh, this model comes out and basically she says that someone that was a friend that she screenshotted like the messages and sent to, which like, again, you're an idiot. What are you doing? Was going to sell them and was basically blackmailing her. So she decided to come forward on her own to like then like that null and voids the
lies.
Blackmail because,
sure, girl.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which I was like, believe women, but also, okay, I'll naively believe.
But
this
not
for
that
you.
One.
Yeah,
sure,
right.
Girl. Right. That's weird.
Yeah. Like, like, okay. But like, moving right along to not get myself in trouble. Sure. She comes forward and says, we had a year affair. I was manipulated by him, et cetera, et cetera. He is pregnant. Like, his wife is pregnant. Like, it's a horrible look. And again, like, not from a burner account, just from his normal Adam Levine Instagram is like all these messages. And he ends up asking, he says, my wife is pregnant, and if I have a boy, I want to name him Sumner. Like, are you okay with this? Like, dead serious.
What? That just tells me that he is thirsting for attention, because you could go ahead and name your child Sumner without running it past the random girl that you're doing whatever you're doing with on the side. That's ridiculous. Why would you even ask her? Just name your kid and move on.
Also, like, don't name your kid the person that you're like your mistress's first name. Like,
and
why?
You could not. It has to be. That's the first time I've ever heard someone want to name their child, their male child, after the female that they're side piecing with. That is a bizarre tidbit of the whole thing. I mean, look, if he doesn't see gender, that's fine. I just don't think that that's what his intention was. I think he was
it's weird.
Flirting with you this way.
Yes.
And you're going to sleep with me because I'm going to name my child after you.
You think? Yes. Oh my God.
No, it's weird. Yes. Why would you like of every name in the world, you're like, oh, this one name is like the name that I really need to name my child.
Yeah.
Sumner. The one name, like, you could just put a T, like Sumner, like then it's different. Like, you could, you know what I mean? Like, change one letter and then it's not their name. Like, you have to use that name.
I do like the name. I get it. I get it.
I know it's a cute name. It's a cute name, but like, it's, that's sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
like, that's some, like, psychological sick shit.
Unwell behavior. Yeah.
And like, it's your child. It's not like you're like, oh, I'm going to like, I want someone to have the same name as me, or I want this. Like, it's like you're naming your child this name. Like, you're bringing your child into your like sick fuck shit. You know what I mean?
Side note, do you guys watch Vanderpump Rules?
Obviously, I was going to start this by what in the Tom Sandoval is going on.
It's giving Sandoval so hard.
That was going to be my joke.
so weird. Like, this is, ew. They have the same thirsty for attention energy. I'm like, no, what is your motive here? It's not, it's all so weird.
It's even more sad because Adam Levine is an A-list celebrity that's been famous for like most of my life.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, are you okay?
It is giving Tom Sandoval.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dominic and I say this as two previous Bravo producers.
Nice.
I know. I keep muting my mic because the smoke alarm's going off now in my apartment to match the train that's happening outside. Yeah, I think my husband's Neil just burning chicken
the,
and it went.
Is Neil burning the house down on purpose?
I think the cooking's gone awry in the kitchen, but I'm not going to leave the room until the door bursts into flames. Mm-hmm. See how it goes.
Okay.
We could be less than 1 minute away of my husband's patented knocking the fire alarm off the ceiling with a broom trick.
Nice.
We'll see how it goes.
Nice.
We're leaving all this in, by the way.
That we should. Scenes from a marriage.
It's still okay.
All I keep thinking about Adam Levine's son, by the way, is this whole naming thing. Thank God this woman that he fell in love with was not named like Dolores. Can you imagine? Oh, like, God. I mean, at least... Was this something he, like, was it genuine or was he really gonna, is this a line he uses on people?
I mean, yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, is this just like a weird sick thing that he's gonna do? You know what I mean? Is he just saying this to like get his rocks off to her?
Yeah, which is very weird. Yeah, because what if her name was Beulah? Like, are you going with Beulah too? Is that your flirting tactic? Like, I don't understand.
Beulah.
Dominic, you're muted again.
It's still happening.
You're still muted.
You're muted.
Wait, I was still muted through all that?
Yes. Whole time. Yes. What is wrong with you?
Because I had the alarm was good. The alarm stopped, but I muted because the alarm was going off.
Sequoia, we've
I don't know what I said. I told 11 jokes. I told 11 jokes about the name Beulah, and I can't remember any of them.
That's okay.
Jesus
That's
Christ. Okay. Okay.
Something about meet my son Beulah. I wanted him to bring his son on the voice and be like, this is my son Beulah.
A lot in this article, there's this photo of him with like a mustache and no beard, and it's absolutely terrifying. Oh,
like a worm with a mustache, yes. Perhaps?
Yes.
I have to issue my unpopular sort of overview about like the amount of attention that this got, like him DMing women. I know there are extenuating circumstances. His wife is pregnant. That makes it very oily. He's famous, which means he's probably not well mentally to think he can get away with it. But this sort of activity, and it seems like there was no actual physical activity. Like,
no,
he didn't
there was.
Physically.
No, there was. Sumner and him were in a relationship for a year.
Wait, so they were physically in the same room together?
Allegedly.
I swear to God, I thought that the whole, when he was like, I crossed the line, I thought it was just textual and
not
sexual. Well,
he says that it never happened, but she says that they were in a year relate. Wait, I'll literally read it word for word. Clitorally read it word for word.
Mm-hmm. Where are the security tapes of them going in and out of hotels and restaurants? Yeah, where is I need this to be evidence-based.
Mm-hmm. Where's the audio?
Scientific.
He says, I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period of my life. Hmm. But he says that it didn't happen, but then she claims.
No, I think that it was just the texting. I don't know that they, I don't even know if she said that they did it. So there's only two people we can ask right now. Adam Levine, whose number I don't have, mm-hmm. and Siri, who doesn't know shit. So
better off asking Adam, right? Whose number you don't have.
Can someone text me Adam Levine's phone number? Yeah. Listeners, please text me Adam Levine's phone number.
Mm. No, she says that they had a year-long affair.
Yeah, I guess, like, what is she defining as affair? Because she could be like, yeah, he texted me for a year, and so that's
her,
an affair.
Her thing says, essentially, I was having an affair with a man who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. At the time, you know, I was young, I was naive, she said. Quite frankly, I feel exploited. I wasn't in the scene like I am now, so I was definitely very easily manipulated.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
Oh, it's truly, and then this was the big one. It was whenever he texted her, it is truly unreal how fucking hot you are. Like, it blows my mind. That was, oh my, like, that became a meme with like everything. remember?
The actual details of the texts were so ridiculous. Like, he talks like the biggest loser. I hate to say it. He sounds just like such a fucking loser via text.
He sounds like a guy. Yeah.
It makes me gag a little bit.
Sounds like a guy. Yeah. It's like a normal, he sounds like a non-celebrity guy trying to seduce women.
Ugh, it's like, gee, Willikers, you're so hot. Ew. Adam, please get some game. If you're going to do it, get some game, please.
Gee, Willikers.
I'm going to name my son after you. That's the game. It's
That's
very
the
weird.
Game. Like, Adam, you have to find something better than this, please.
I know. And it's like, and again, like, you're Adam Levine. Like, you don't need to, like, do anything. Just be like, come to my concert. I'm going to get you VIP tickets in the front. You go there and you sing the whole concert to her. That's game. Hello.
It takes very much nothing.
Anybody.
Yeah.
He like, doesn't even need to flirt. I thought hot people had it easier. This is very disappointing.
Yeah. Dominic thinks that Dominic's like philosophy is that basically, like, if you're really hot, then you just like can just do whatever you want and people just consent to anything that you want to do. And
you should accept it. Like, I mean, who would it, like, I mean, if I look like Adam Levine, I'm going to swing my dick everywhere. I mean, I'm just going to say it. Like, why? And if you're going to marry someone who looks like him, you know, I mean, I don't know what their arrangement is. It's none of my business. But I think if you're going to marry someone that hot, you got to know you're just asking for trouble.
Well, she's a Victoria's Secret model, right?
Yeah, his wife is like one of the most beautiful
people alive.
I'll say
the same thing. I'll say the same thing for her. If she did this, he should have known better as well. She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's true.
She should have cheated back. Sorry. I'm just toxic.
Maybe
that's
she probably has. That's why I'm so like, it's so infuriating that people are getting so worked up and canceling him over these texts. It's like you want to take the phone of the partner of every person that's loudly complaining about this and be like, your man's doing this too.
That's
girl.
That is probably.
Well, and like, it's really not anyone's. This isn't something, this is like a victimless crime other than like his wife. Like she needs to, like, they need to rectify this like with each other. But other than that, like, it's
Not why
like,
is the internet canceling him behind it? That's an entirely different thing.
And we're here fixing him because of it. Because like his reputation has suffered because of this silliest thing. I am telling you, in front of my husband, I have flirted with the drive-through people at fast food restaurants harder than this guy did in a text with Summer, whatever her name is.
I'm sure you're better at it.
It is. Mm. I am definitely. I would leave. First of all, I'm going to leave children out of it. I'll tell you that right now when I'm flirting with someone.
If my partner's going to embarrass me, be good at it. If you're going to be flirting with somebody behind my back, please don't let me cringe when I read the message. Please let me be legitimately like angry.
No, correct. Spit that game and spit it strong. Like not like, you looking like a fucking turd Ferguson and then being like, that's a really good Sequoia. It really is.
Make me proud, you know?
Just let him do it. So, I mean, like, I believe they're still together, right?
They are. Like, they had a third kid this year, baby. Actually.
Is it Sumner?
I don't know.
What they named this child.
Did they ever name the child Sumner? Like, do they have a kid named Sumner?
I really hope not.
I really hope not, too. Like, did this come out after said child was born or no? I'm confused about the timeline because
I think it was while they were together. I said while she was pregnant. I think it was.
And this confuses me about the timeline because Sumner is saying that it's been a year. Like they were doing the affair for a year. A pregnancy is 9 months, and she also said that she was young when it happened, so she was easily manipulated. A year younger doesn't make you young compared to what you are now.
Yeah, like you are now.
Right. So did this happen like years prior, and it was a year long, but years prior, and they had the kid and is likely named Sumner or not?
And like, no, I don't know. That's a good question. It's like, did this just end? But no, but I think that he really like this. They're alleging that they really had an affair.
They did. I'm sure they did. I would never trust Adam. I don't know the girl either, but I would trust her before Adam.
I cannot find the name of this third child on the internet.
I don't know if they've told anyone.
They probably
haven't. I'm Googling it too, and I don't, because it probably is Sumner.
They probably don't want to say anything. It starts with an S. It's like similar enough that people are going to like draw a comparison, something like that.
Yeah, like Summer, which is a very common
name. It's Summer.
This is the information we need.
It's like Hunter. And people are like,
Also, if they name this child Summer, Summer or Sumner. Just change it. People change their names all the time. That's just change true. It.
Yeah. Or at least call them by a nickname. Like, we don't know a lot of people's kids' names.
That's a smoking gun. You know what I mean? It's like if the kid's name is Sumner, that's the biggest smoking gun in the world.
So bad.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else to say before we get to our fixing?
I don't think I have anything else, but I am quite interested to see how we can fix this man.
My pitch. Adam Levine is going to drop a new album with Maroon 5. It is going to be called Songs About and Whatever the Name of the Child Is. He is going to ditch the pop persona and go back to his roots and write a beautiful ballady, like kind of less pop anthem-y songs and more acoustical or like lyrical songs like Sunday Morning, like get back into like a, almost like, remember when Christina Aguilera did like Back to Basics and it was like her best music that she's ever made and has never recreated anything since because she's an idiot. She should be someone. P.S. We should fix her because she desperately needs it.
Dumb.
He's going to make music that is like a Back to Basics-esque kind of like going back to the roots of Songs About Jane that are lyrical and like good music and not just like a pop top 40 song to reestablish that he is a talented performer and songwriter and singer. We need to like, he clearly did this in my opinion, allegedly. Like there's nothing to get around it. There's nothing to get through. Like it's out there and it's bad. He needs to just move forward with, I'm a father of three and I love my children and I love my wife. And like, we worked on our marriage, you know what I mean? Which I think is very commendable actually. And like, I actually like give a lot of props to his wife for just being like, I will stay with you actually. And we can fix this versus getting divorced over this thing. They're going to be good songs. It's going to not be top 40, but it will be because it's Maroon 5 and it's going to be music that is actually good and not just a pop anthem. And he's not going to talk about it at all, actually, and just like hit you with these really good, maybe like release it in fall. So it's like a fall with like a coffee and a sweater. And it's just like a good album and you listen to it. It's actually an album that you listen from back to front. It's not just like, here are our top four. Here's our like three singles and then a bunch of songs that mean nothing. It actually is like, it does something. It has flow and like they really work on it and make it like a good album and just put out really good music. Not I'm putting out songs so that when I go to the Super Bowl and perform them, I have a roster of like hit dance beats to perform.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he never speaks about it again. And I think that what he should do is get a Finsta account. He gets a Finsta account so he doesn't have to embarrass his wife again when he inevitably cheats on her with another like 23-year-old model.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to do about his tattoos because they're permanent, so I can't fix that. And that is my... it's too late for the tattoos, and that is my pitch.
Wow. All right. I'm going in a completely different direction here because I don't believe I believe he needs fixing, but in a different way. Musically, I feel like Maroon 5 peaked 10, 12 years ago. Yes. I think we've heard the best that we're going to hear from him musically, melodically, certainly voice wise. Like we've heard him sing on the show today. Like how much better is he going to get? He's not Kelly Clarkson doing karaoke on her show every day where you're tuning in and you're like, there's nothing she can't sing. Nothing. Yeah. She always sounds good. This is not Sinatra. This is Adam Levine. So as far as him peaking musically, whatever, he's won Grammys more than he probably deserves. We're done with that. I don't care if he ever performs music again. I don't know that a lot of people do. But
Dominic always, like in the beginning of his pitch, invalidates my entire pitch by setting up his thing. In a good way. But like it's a very smart tactic.
That's tactical.
You
have a good argument for it. That's just not me complaining.
I'm about to make it look like trash.
I bow to you, sir. Continue.
So what he needs to do is improve his image, like we spoke about before. Like the bigger crime to me is not like, will he still sell records? Who gives a shit? The bigger crime is this is a hot, successful rock star, and I need him to be Lothario. I need him to be better at flirting with people. I need him to be, I need him to lean into being an even bigger asshole. The flirting texts were atrocious. Yeah. You have a life I fantasize about. You have to do better at your life. So that's what he needs to do. I'm talking about appearing in an HBO series, nude. That's it. I don't care what the role is. I want to see his dick on HBO.
Being a rock star. Yeah.
I want him to strike an agreement with his wife where he's just like, please let me do this. Let me fix myself and let people see that I am living the lifestyle that someone in my position should be living. And I want him to sell a plaster cast of his penis. I want him to have an OnlyFans account. I want tweets and DMs to be released where he is just like,
like sending
videos. I'm
not
even gonna say what I read. I want it to be foul and kinky. I want him to save his reputation that way, because the one thing I won't get over is that his way of trying to get laid was saying, I'm going to name my son after you. This is what we should be angry about. How do you know how many musicians would want to exploit that position properly? Yeah. How dare you, Adam Levine? And in your own name, you've gotten this all wrong. Nothing makes me angrier than when a hot famous person gets wrong what hot fame is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. That is the pitch.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Whore yourself out.
Yeah.
Literally whore yourself out.
That show, like The Idol, the one that new show that's like really popular, like The Idol.
It should have been there
and be like a hot rock star that like tries to bang that girl. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Basically playing himself, but hotter.
Maybe it's about him. We don't know it.
Maybe he acts better than The Weeknd. Can't be hard. So
slam. Well, Sequoia has dropped bombs. And you just come from the side and it's just like a direct missile hit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like she's not even fucking around with like the foreplay of it. She's just like, and this boom. Like, oh my God. Okay, Sequoia, you have a job to do. It is, you can ask questions, you can speak, you can do whatever you want, but it is your turn, it's your time to decide who you think should win this pitch.
Okay. Now, this is hard because I heard elements from both pitches that I thoroughly enjoyed. I really like the idea of songs about Sumner and going that route. I also love the idea of Dick on HBO because I feel like there's too much cooch, there's too much tits on HBO. We could use more dick on HBO. And why not make it community dick like Adam Levine? Mm-hmm. So that, and also having an OnlyFans, that sounds great. Whore yourself out, like you said, Dominic. I personally.
Game of Thrones is over. So like there's a void that needs to be filled.
You know what I mean? There's a void that we need to fill, and we can absolutely fill it with Adam Levine.
Yep.
I think I'm leaning a little bit more toward Songs About Sumner.
Period.
Just because I would love for there to be a little bit less of that anthem stadium pop music in the world in general. Yeah, and if we could return a little bit more to Songs About Jane, I think the world would be a better place overall. And it very much gives me Lemonade vibes, Lemonade 444 vibes. You don't really talk about the scandal. You make music about it. You get paid from your art about it. Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm into it because we've never heard neither Jay-Z nor Beyonce.
It's over. It's in the rear view when she releases the album. You know
100%.
What I mean?
Songs came out. We heard. That's it. And I think that we could do that with Adam too. And let me get Songs About Sumner is so potent. It is just so, I like it. Yeah, that's how I'm going to go.
You're so happy about this one.
I feel like I really needed a win. I don't know. I just feel like I needed a win.
You're tired. You don't know what day it is. I get it.
And that's that.
Yeah.
Time means nothing to me now.
It means nothing.
We're going to put that on a mug.
Yeah. Well, time means something to me right now because it's time for me to collect this win. So, yeah. Sequoia, thank you for the win.
Thank you for the pitch. It was great.
Both I mean, I think we did it. And yours, and Dominic, yours was great as always.
Yeah, I was just, what did you say? I just had to invalidate yours before pitching mine. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to be the opposite of self-conscious about it. Now I'm going to deliberately invalidate everything.
You already have. You do it every time. You do it twice. You always get that to be able to do that because you go second every time. And I like it. And I like it because you basically explain away most of my pitch by the time that you get to your own. And it's very funny because, like, most of the time you're very right.
I think, well, let's try on the next episode.
I don't want to do it.
You want me to keep doing this?
I think we should
this.
Always keep it. We need to be traditional in this one way.
Mm-hmm. Is it abusive, though? Is it a cycle of abuse?
Okay. No, it's not.
Because I don't want to repeat that.
I'm consenting. I'm a consenting adult.
Okay.
All right. Well, my other thing is, in your pitch, could... Never mind. Take it.
Don't tell me. It
was going to be about taking his dick out on the album cover of Songs of... It's going to be like...
About his child.
I was going to negotiate VPL. Yeah, I'm not... We're not even... I'm an idiot. Don't use it. So I know I'm going to hear this tomorrow on Spotify. I know I'm going to hear it.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I'm keeping that in. So,
Sequoia, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you for having me. This is such a fun premise. I wish that I could talk about Siri and whoever else.
You're absolutely hilarious. So whoever else you want, you have our emails, like, hit us up and say, I want to come on this. Like, what's up? And we're ready to go.
Thank you.
Sequoia, where can people find you and listen to your podcast?
You can find me across all social media platforms at Sequoia B. Holmes, and you can also find my podcast at BPLP Pod. You can listen to my podcast literally everywhere, including YouTube. If you want to watch the visuals going forward, you'll literally see me in my closet, but I'll be there. You can email me if you have suggestions for topics at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. That's it. Wonderful.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Dominic, where can people find you?
At my website, domentary.com, which will link to all my socials at Dominic Pupa. Oh, Chris, where can people find you?
You can find me at The Chris DeRosa. Please rate and review the show and let us know in the review who you want us to fix next. I wish you both well. And as always, where's Shelly? Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.